case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What's up?
Hey,
hi.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Oh boy, there's a big rumor going around that Screech, Dustin Diamond, this is crazy, was killed in prison. That's ridiculous.
No.
He did not die, and he's not even in prison. He served his time, and he even went back to the Ozaukee County Jail for a couple days back in 2016 or something.
Yeah, like that, yeah.
Yeah, this is the story. There is some website that's like a satire website, which I don't even know why they still exist.
Like
why are
Onion?
You writing fake articles in this day and age? Like, still, this isn't even a thing anymore.
I've felt bad for The Onion ever since like the fake news wave started happening.
Because
The Onion was the king of fake news.
And it was supposed to be funny and light. And now you have all this fake news that isn't funny and light.
Now you have to see a story and go, wait a minute, this could be real.
Right. There's no satire anymore. You have to dig through everything. It's crazy.
So
they were reporting that, you know, he had died in a prison riot, and people were sharing this saying, Screech died, but he didn't. And just to recap, he got 4 months in jail for that stuff back in 2016.
He pulled a knife on some guy in a bar.
Yeah, and then he served his time. He got out a month early. He violated his probation. He went back to in Ozaukee County. He was only there for a couple days back in jail, and then he was done. That was, what, like 3-4 years ago now? It was over 3 or 4 years ago that happened. I can't believe that. It was 2016.
All I know is I was excited to go have dinner with him one time before I knew him, really. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to have dinner with Screech.
Because
I was friends with his girlfriend. She worked out at the gym that I used to go to downtown.
Yeah.
And I went on her Facebook page and she said, in a relationship with Dustin Diamond. I was like,
wait
a minute.
No way.
Like, Screech Dustin Diamond? She went, oh yeah, that's him. That's my man. So we went out to a dinner and he was so full of himself.
Really?
He was
oblivious.
Cocky. Yes. He's very oblivious. He
didn't
all
have
about
anyone
him.
Around him to tell him he wasn't the bomb.
No. Talking about his sex tape, and he was like, that was just all staged. That wasn't really me. And I was like,
do you think he was on because he pictured you as like a member of the media?
Yes.
So do you think he was like being more obnoxious with you than
he normally would? Because he knew I was on the morning show here. He was like, oh, you're on the morning show. Which station again? Kiss FM. Oh, yeah, I've listened to that before. Riggs and Allie, right? And then he got totally
that's
cocky
funny.
The whole time. But
yeah. He's not even set up to be in the Saved by the Bell reboot. He's not even that as of now. So
I know.
I guess he's not dead, Dustin Diamond, and he's not going to be in the reboot. And I guess he's still around here.
Nope.
So there you go.
No, midterms upon us. Allie, I had to write a paper, 3-4 page paper, double spaced, Times New Roman, 12-point font. I followed it to a T, and I even did like the cheat thing at the top where you do like name of the class, date. There's three lines right there.
I'm already
almost a quarter way down this
Cheated
page.
Cheated your way there. literally wrote it out?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you have to write it out?
I had to write a whole paper, yeah.
Not like typed?
What do you mean typed?
You didn't type it?
I typed it.
You physically wrote a paper?
No,
are you crazy?
No, I typed
it
on an actual computer.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but I had to do it was a midterm paper, and I was like, midterms? Oh my God, we're halfway through
Which
semester?
Is crazy.
We are.
I mean, it's almost Thanksgiving. Uh-huh. Like, you realize we're halfway through October.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Uh-huh. And I saw you doing something with your kids, because your kids are doing virtual learning, right?
Yes, they're doing virtual at home. And I
go on to Allie's Instagram story, and I see a picture of her son, Hudson, jogging in place with headphones on.
It was a
video. The middle of a big empty room.
Yeah.
In the middle of an empty room.
Yeah.
And then she pans over to the right, and there's a computer screen. And this is virtual PE class?
It was an iPad.
Yeah.
So they have iPads, right, from school.
Yeah.
And every day they have stuff they have to do. That includes their specials. Specials are art, music, you know, and gym's probably not considered a special. Hell if I know.
It should be, yeah. Well,
whatever. Look, I try not to disrespect the PE teachers by saying it's the dumbest thing I've ever done doing virtual PE.
Well, exercise is important.
It is, but it just feels funny when you're like, okay, kid, go run in place. Like, it just feels funny, right? Well,
I'm sure it does. Yeah, it looked funny. That's why
I'm
asking questions. Yeah.
You know, but look, he had PE, and what they have to do is they turn the iPad on, and Hudson gets real into it. So I actually am proud of Hudson he was sweating. He was so tired when he got done. I go, no, you're the type of kid that can do virtual PE because you're giving it your all.
Yeah.
Like, I got to have this kid in more sports the way he gives it. Owen would be lazy. Owen would not want to do it. He would be like, Mom, I did it when he didn't. Hudson Watson's like running at full speed. They Let's have also to be follow honest, the video.
PE is actually fun, though. It's not sitting there learning. You're actually doing
for
something.
Who?
You're,
for who him. Who loved PE growing up?
Me.
Who?
You didn't, I loved PE
you
growing
did?
Up. Yes.
This might be the debate. Did you like PE growing up?
I did.
It was always the most annoying subject, especially when you had to change
Disagree.
Your clothes in high school.
Loved it.
You had to go pretend like you were getting exercise and you were just talking to your friends.
Yep.
You had to learn, like they're doing all the sports right now. Like they're learning about soccer and they're learning about how everything works. I get that. That's good to know.
We played dodgeball. We did the big parachute in the middle of the gym where you lifted up the big parachute and everybody ran under the underneath it. Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. We all did that. That was the one fun thing you did.
That was PE class. That was the fun stuff.
The balloon thing. Yes. But no. He has to watch his iPad and mimic all the... He picks one side. They go, do you want to pick the apple or the orange? And Hudson goes, I'll pick the apple. And then the apple comes on and he has to follow those exercises. That's what virtual PE he was doing when you saw that.
I find it interesting that they're doing PE virtually, like how they're doing that.
Yeah.
And that's how they do it.
So it is interesting.
Two different exercises that they do.
So it's like a game. I do give them props for that because it becomes a game for the kid, which Hudson is into. So he's like, oh, I get to pick a fruit and then I have to follow that fruit's exercises.
That's cool.
It's almost like you're racing against the other fruit or I don't know. Look, it's the best way to do it in 2020.
Yes.
But it just makes me giggle sometimes because I'm not an art teacher. I'm not a music teacher. I'm not a gym teacher. Like, I don't know what they're really getting out of it. You know what I mean? Like, I can tell him to do art, but I don't really know if he's, you know.
He's learning to be physically active. Now, all the other classes that he's doing, do you have individual teachers for each one, or is there one teacher doing multiple classes?
There's a couple doing multiple.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So they basically have, like, well, it depends on the kid. See, virtual learning
can
get really confusing.
Yeah,
but like for example, he'll have two different teachers maybe, and they'll post two different things.
Yeah.
My third grader and then my first grader. There's a lot of moving parts.
Of course there is. Yes.
That makes my head want to explode. And I get like 12 emails a day. It feels like about this not working or that not working, and then it's like, I see now you're sending me off the ledge right now, dude.
No,
and then here's a new schedule. We've changed everything, and I'm like, ah.
And they've got Canvas, right?
Yes, they use Canvas, they use Seesaw, they use all these. These are apps that you use to virtual learn for people that don't have kids or have no clue what we're talking
about. The Canvas app is great.
Yeah.
I use that for college.
Yeah.
For my Cardinal Stritch classes.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool because it keeps you organized. The teachers can put things in like a calendar form so I know what I have to do on certain days.
That's great for you.
Yes.
Until you have that in your Canvas and you have another calendar to the left and you got another kid with a different calendar to the right. And
So it's going great is what you're telling
me. It's going great.
It's going great.
They're still reading and writing okay, so I assume they're still adding correctly. I mean,
I guess
props
so.
To the teachers. It's got to be hard, you know. And these teachers are killing themselves, and the parents are at home killing themselves.
Well, we're halfway through this semester, so midterms are here. So keep at it. Keep at it.
I just want it to be next year and back in school and
That'd
move on
nice.
With our lives. That's what I want.
How is school going for you? If you have kids in school, or you yourself are in school, we can talk.
And you loved PE.
I loved PE.
That's the
PE.
Other debate. That you feel like you got something out of it as a kid.
I loved dodgeball. I loved basketball. I loved the different leagues that we would do. We would do like hand, like touch football leagues.
Yeah.
They did. They split it up, the boys
the
and the girls.
414.
I loved PE.
799-1037.
Yeah,
go on. You loved
we'll
PE.
We'll read those. I did. We'll read the text and we'll take the calls from people next. Hold on. It's Kiss. 414-799-1037. You can always call or text us. Go ahead.
Somebody, we actually have all teachers on the phone. I love that three teachers called in. And
Perfect.
Somebody texted in and said, as the kid who couldn't run the mile in under 12 minutes, PE was the worst. Amen.
You should have ran faster, man. 12 minutes.
Shut up, Riggs.
12 minutes? Come on. You can walk a 12-minute mile. Good morning. This is Kayla.
Good morning.
Yes, Kayla's in Milwaukee, and she is a teacher. What's up, girl?
Yep.
Well, I am teaching in a district that is learning in person.
Okay.
So unless we have kids going to quarantine... So then we get to do both. So we get to be trying to teach the kids that are in the classroom and trying to teach the kids that are participating through a Google Meet and trying to do it all at the same time.
That's
what my kids' teachers are doing. They're teaching in person, and then they're also doing the virtual on the side with my kids because virtual was a choice in my district. So you've got a lot of virtual classes, but you have a lot of kids in school, too. So they're doing double duty like she is, Riggs. I don't know if you understand that.
I understand.
It's wacky.
Do you just turn on the camera and just stream what you're doing, essentially?
No.
Well, not really.
I don't think you can legally do that even.
There's the camera. I'm not talking on the class. I'm talking on you, like as the teacher. The camera facing you.
So this camera facing you, but you're still having to like respond in the chat to the students that are at home asking questions.
And then you have students in person asking questions. And you don't have an assistant either, do you? You're doing this by yourself.
Right. And, I mean, like, there's, like, you know, teacher tired in September and October just because it's the beginning of the school year.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's, like, teaching in a pandemic, teacher tired.
Aww.
Like, you know, 2021's got to get better.
Right? Yeah,
we
it
hope
will.
So.
It will.
Well, thanks for fighting the good fight and molding young minds. Keep it up.
Thanks.
I'm sure you're doing a very good job at it, Kayla.
Yes.
Thank you so much. This is Erica. Good morning, Erica.
Hi, guys.
Also a teacher.
She's a teacher in West Allis, or at least that's where she lives.
Yeah, I live in West Allis. I teach in Muskego.
Okay.
We also are face-to-face.
Okay.
Yep.
Second grade, I have 26 students, which is a ton.
Yeah.
But overall, it's going very well. The kids don't care about wearing masks. The kids are just happy to be there.
Yeah.
But I do agree with Kayla. We have to do so much extra work this year. If I have any kids quarantining, I have to record lessons on my own time because I have so much of that.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. I get that from watching it on my end. Yeah.
I can't imagine. How many kids are in your class again? 26 kids in the class?
26.
How many are virtual? Wild. How many are in person? Do you know?
I have one virtual.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
My kid has a full virtual class.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
I could see in Muskego why there's one.
Yeah. Well, you're halfway through this semester, all right?
We so sure are.
Keep it up, Erica.
Guys, have a great day.
You too. That would suck being the one virtual. Like, at least my kid has other kids who are virtual that he can chat with and talk to. You know what I mean? But you were the only one.
You would feel like the odd one out. Amanda, good morning. You're a teacher as well.
I am. Good morning.
Morning.
Are you a PE teacher? A virtual PE teacher?
I mean, heck no.
No.
I am a high school teacher.
Okay.
So we're in a whole different world of problems with the high school kids.
Okay.
Because I have kids coming, because I do some in person, some virtual also.
Right.
And I teach math, so everyone hates my class anyway.
Oh, everybody hates math. That's okay.
Right, right.
That never changes, by the way. Never.
Perfect.
Those are the first classes I got out of the way in college was math. I said, can I take all of my math classes in the first semester, please?
Go ahead. I love math. Yeah. So, you know, it works out well.
Right. We need people like you. For people like us that don't know
math. That's, well, I mean, you're trying to make it fun for us. You're trying. I'll give you props.
Yeah, go ahead.
And you should see me in front of my computer, and the kids in class think I'm a friggin' moron jumping around and being excited. But whatever.
Hey, you got to keep them engaged. That's fine.
Well, that's my problem. I have high school kids
who don't care. Yeah.
Like, they don't have to turn their cameras on. So I'm screaming their name. I'm like, Joe!
Girl.
Joe!
Amanda, my kid did that one day. I walked over to his iPad. He had the screen off. I go, oh, hell no. I go, you turn that camera back on right now, dude. I was like, you are not going to sit in class with your camera down. I don't see that. But I have a little kid. She's dealing with high schoolers, man.
Yeah.
Have
they tried to pull any sort of weird tricks on you to, like, their camera doesn't work? What's the goofiest thing they've tried?
We can't, like, make them. In our district, we can't make them turn the cameras on.
Okay.
Is that the legal thing that I'm talking about the camera stuff with kids or something?
Well, you can't have the people in class see the people virtually.
Right. They can't see each other.
It can
be face-to-face, you with the student, but not them with all the other students. Makes
sense.
Right. So if you want to, you know, maybe have a class discussion like you would normally, you have to have everyone sign into your Google Meet, and then everyone can talk. But cameras don't have to be on.
And let's not forget, people, they're virtual people. You don't know their story. They might have somebody at home that has cancer. I mean, we're not dealing with, you know what I mean? This is what sucks about it. Because, you know, initially, the human in you wants to go, where's the parent? Tell them to do this, or da-da-da-da. But you just don't know people's situations.
Yeah.
They could be working or sick, or who the hell knows, you
know? They got a camera that doesn't work. They can't afford to fix it.
Seriously, like, who the hell knows?
School districts are giving out devices.
That's
now,
right.
So it's not.
Sure.
It's not broken, is what she's saying. I get that.
Okay.
But it's the, I'm sorry, I just woke up, I fell back to sleep. I'm like,
what?
And like, get your butt out of bed, sit up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I would be pissed.
And they leave.
All right.
So,
Will you tell the parent that at teacher conferences?
Amanda, you have perhaps the worst battle. High school kids in math. So hats off to you.
You want Candy in Sheboygan? She's on one. If we're out of time, we could be out of time.
We need to go on, yes. But thank you very much. Thank you so much for calling. It's 103.7 Kiss FM.
There's just
midterms.
Too many moving parts, is
lots
I think.
Of them.
Yeah.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay. So why did Justin Bieber snap on his own fans? What sent him over the edge?
Oh, no.
I actually don't blame him. He said he's sick and tired of people sitting outside of his house, acting like they're at the damn zoo. And quite frankly, I agree with him, because this has probably been going on for the past 10 years at least for him. He said he has all these people camped outside of his home. We don't know if they're fans or paparazzi, probably a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But he finally just lost it the other night on Instagram. He said, "This is not a hotel, it's my home." And then he wrote, in all caps, really big, "How do you convince yourself it's not completely inappropriate and disrespectful to wait outside my home to gawk, stare, and take pictures as I walk into my apartment?" That's what he said.
Well,
he was just like, this is, he's finally just had it. It's amazing they haven't lost it more with the paparazzi and fans following them, you know, and how crazy it is.
It's a little bit different if you're out in public. I mean, you want some privacy, but.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying, this isn't a hotel. This is my home.
Yeah.
I'm not at a hotel on tour. I'm not at a hotel staying. Like, you're just standing outside of my own house now. My own personal house, my space. Like, get a clue. And I agree. It is like we've lost all sense of what would be appropriate how to treat people, because when they become a celebrity, they're not people anymore. They're just something you want to look at, like it's an animal at the zoo, which is even weirder.
You have social media to blame for it, because people think, well, I'm friends with them on Instagram. Maybe they like something that I posted on Instagram, or they liked a tweet that I sent out. So you think you have this connection with people. They think they have this connection with Justin Bieber.
They think they know Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And they may know Justin Bieber, but guess what Justin Bieber doesn't know?
You.
Is them.
Yeah.
He doesn't know you. So it's a little weird.
It's got to go two ways for you to be invited to somebody's house.
Yeah.
Invited in instead of just hanging out on their front lawn.
Right. Like, would you go to somebody else's sidewalk and sit there and wait for them to come out of their house? No, because that'd be weird.
Yeah.
That'd be really weird, man.
I know. Allie, you did that to me once and it was weird.
What?
Never again. You sat outside my house.
When?
With binoculars. You know when.
So?
You know when.
I want to know what the hell was going on in there.
Right. I think we just realized something, Allie.
Yeah.
Things are super boring. What the hell is
going
on?
You just realized that? Or?
I realize that all the time. Like,
depends on who you are, though.
Yeah.
I feel like half the people I know are living their life and half the people I know aren't. And then there's people stuck in the middle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're just like, what the hell are we doing?
What are we doing?
We don't know.
We wouldn't know what you're doing. So we've done this on Fridays before around this time. You can call or you can text 414-799-1037.
Well, Wisconsin's in a different spot today. I mean, our numbers have been skyrocketing. And yesterday, what the hell was that? We had like 3,700 cases. I mean, it was like, what?
Oh, yeah. Another record. Yeah.
And I feel like more people around me are getting sick now. Which is weird, but that makes sense with the numbers. Of course they are.
I got a friend that's just now getting over it. Just had COVID for the last 8 days, I think. He's just now getting over it.
And I see some people who got it and were fine, and some weren't. And it's like, I don't know. Some people are in school, some aren't. Some are working, some aren't. Some can't find a job.
It's like
some
life.
Can.
Some
I'm like, what's
what is
happening?
Going on?
And then you're like, you got nothing on your calendar. You know what I mean? It's like,
What are you doing? What the hell is going on right now? And I'm not talking to Allie. I'm talking to you listening right now. Maybe on the radio.com app, or maybe you're driving in a car.
Somebody texted, because you can text or call to 414-799-1037. They said, "I'm living my best life while isolating. I just ran my fastest 5K ever."
Hell yeah. Look at you.
Congrats. Look at you doing something positive with your isolation.
Right? I know a lot of people that have embraced running this past over the summer because they can get outside and do it by themselves.
Well, and I was thinking about this yesterday, like how boring the days are because normally we'd have things going on, even for work. You would go do stuff for work. You'd have appearances. Or maybe you'd have something going on, or you'd have meetings that we don't have as much. So you would come home at least feeling like you did a lot. you know what I mean?
Remember
Whereas
plans.
Now,
remember,
no.
remember things. Remember
I used
doing
to have the
stuff.
Most packed calendar. I don't have any of that. That's which is a real mind F. You know what I mean?
What's the most exciting thing that you did this week? You personally, Allie.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't
like,
think
Like, what's
of
your
one
highlight
thing?
Of the week?
There isn't a highlight?
Yes. Even if it's a low light, What is your highlight?
I got a delivery in the mail from Amazon. I mean, I don't know. I'm thinking here. I got chocolate chips in the mail from Amazon.
My highlight?
I got food to cope with.
My highlight would be either mowing my grass for the last time, hopefully the last time I have to mow the grass ever, or I did go to a church, a different church that wasn't mine on Monday. I went to a Hindu temple. I went to the Wisconsin Hindu temple. That was for a midterm paper that I had to write. But that was literally the highlight of my week.
Where you saw people and things.
Yes.
Yeah,
I saw people and things.
I mean, I went to the doctor. Yeah. I got a physical. Yeah. I mean, I saw people. I talked to more people than I had talked to in a day and months.
So
that's the kind of stuff.
Maybe your task now is to call and one-up us to the exciting point of the week. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that. We're just trying to get your temperature. Find out what people are doing.
Somebody said, I'm a first grade teacher who's trying her best to keep these masks on six-year-olds.
Good luck.
Yeah.
You can barely keep pants on a six-year-old. Let alone a mask.
Can't even get them to wipe their butt.
Right?
Right?
It's Kiss FM. You can go viral for anything these days, Allie. Anything. And a woman bought a pair of pants, and she went viral for buying a pair of pants.
Okay.
Which is fascinating to me.
This is like their dream, to become famous on the internet. You weirdos.
She went viral online. I was just asking you, have you ever heard of Zara pants?
Like, never. I don't even know how it's spelled.
Z-A-R-A.
Never.
Zara pants, which I guess they make women's clothing. Well, this woman in New York.
So it's a brand?
It's a brand. So she had bought these pleather leggings on Zara.
Pleather.
She thought that they were nice. So she buys them, and then she realizes something about them that makes her go viral. This is the audio of her video. I don't have to explain it because you can just hear it. Here it goes.
I bought these really cute, flary type leather pants, and I went out to eat with my family. On our way out, my sister drops her phone. So I go down to pick it up, and this happens.
This is...
So here's a warning if you want to buy these pants. Don't bend down.
Every time.
So
she
is
bends,
it the pleather?
The pleather
is making that noise.
Every time
she bends over, it sounds like she's passing gas.
Anytime she bends over, it makes that sound. Which normally I don't think fart jokes are funny, but when it comes to a pair of pants like this, I thought it was funny because she wasn't expecting this at all. And they look like cool pants.
That's hysterical. The pleather sound.
Do people still wear pleather pants?
Apparently somebody does. Not I, my friend.
But maybe don't buy those. Pleather pants if you're going to buy them, because those are not the ones you want to wear. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. This is a commercial-free hour. We do them all day, every day. It's Fetty Wap.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So why did they cut off Demi Lovato's performance at the very end on the Billboard Music Awards? Well, I'll tell you, because she performed an entire song she wrote about the president. That's nobody's questioning who it's about. It's called Commander in Chief. It's not a flattering song. She's pissed, okay? She's been pissed for months.
Right.
I get it. I've seen her Instagram. But at the very end of the performance, it was supposed to be a sign that said, vote. Well, they pulled that off. And so they were like, well, the whole song was me stating my political views, so why rip the vote out at the end? And they said, well, that then tells the network, do you have to... Who to vote for.
Oh, okay. She's saying don't vote for Trump by doing that.
If they then put vote at the end, then they're endorsing whatever she said, and they didn't want to be involved in that. So it's like, let you speak, but then we're not going to say, and also we say vote for what, you get what I'm saying?
Right.
It then backs up her views when they don't want to take a side. But look, Demi Lovato has gotten a lot of, backlash, obviously, releasing a song ripping on the president.
Well, yeah, she took a stance.
Yeah, and she said, and so people started going off on her, and she posted screenshots of people lighting her up that said, I hope you realize this makes people that don't have the same political views feel like they can't listen to you anymore. Somebody else said, I'm personally ashamed to be a Lovatic right now, because no matter how hard it is, I'm not letting this song change my feelings about you, especially after everything you have helped me with.
Yeah.
I hope this really doesn't ruin your career, Demi. So Demi Lovato responds and said, that celebrities, quote, aren't just around to entertain people for our entire lives. She said, quote, I literally don't care if this ruins my career.
Yeah.
That was Demi Lovato's quote. She said, this isn't about that. My career isn't about that. As much as I would like to be sad that I disappointed you, I'm too busy being bummed that you expect me, a queer Hispanic woman, to silence my views, beliefs in order to please my audience. That was what she said. So So there's a lot of back and forth here, but Demi Lovato is not screwing around. She's very vocal, and she's stating her voice. So
you can be friends with somebody if you have different political views. That's okay.
Yeah,
You don't have to stop listening to Demi Lovato if you don't agree with her.
Well, I don't like the whole that people can't say their own views if they're a celebrity, like they're not a person too.
Right.
That's again, we're dehumanizing these people. Like they're people. They eat like LeBron James, shut up and dribble. No, he's a person. He's a voter. He's allowed to have an opinion, you know? And you may be mad that these people have influence, but
yeah.
I don't know what to tell you. It's just the world. There's lots of people that have influence who aren't superstars.
Like Scott Baio, who endorses the president.
Yes, or politicians even.
There
we don't tell them to stop. You know, I mean, there's like, people are people.
Yep.
They're allowed to have opinions.
So that's why they shut it down a little bit early. They
didn't want
her off
the vote at the end because they said, you can sing this song about the president ripping on him, but we're not then going to add the vote because then that says we are picking a side.
It
so
implies
that
people
is why... You see what they said?
No, that makes sense.
I think it makes sense, too.
Yeah, makes sense. Were you offended by this question? I want to know what the question was.
I don't know. Well, should I have been offended or am I overreacting?
I don't know. I need to know the question.
It was about my weight loss. Okay, so I was at the doctor the other day getting a physical just because I felt like crap, and we should be getting yearly physicals. I haven't been as great about it.
Well, yeah, your body's like a car. If you don't get it checked on every once in a while, something could go wrong.
And I hadn't been. I had just been really feeling fatigued. I needed to get some blood work done, yada, yada. So I go in, and my doctor's like, we're going to do a bunch of stuff. We're going to do blood work. We're going to do an EKG, which is where like they check your heart.
Yeah.
So I had never had one of those. So I go back and the guy who did it for me was so nice. I mean, I had to get in my bra and everything and I didn't know the guy and I was still comfortable, but I'm sitting there and I go, oh, don't mind. I have some skin because I've lost 150 pounds, you know, because I'm like self-conscious about it.
Yeah.
Because I wonder if people are wondering what it is because it's not like, it just looks different, you know, or why I have it. So I go, oh, you know, don't mind that. And he goes, oh, you lost 150 pounds. I go, yeah. And he goes, surgery? And I don't know why I got so offended. I didn't like that question because I knew I had done it with food and choices on my own. Now, that doesn't mean that I have ever judged anyone who got surgery. I don't care what you did. I've met people who have had surgery and lost a ton of weight and they're great.
You mean like the lap band surgery?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I get that. That makes them, you know, if that works for you, I am all for that, you know? But I've also met people who had surgery who told me, and we've had personal, like, deep conversations about our weight loss where they said that actually messed with them psychologically more because they don't feel like they did it on their own. And I'm like, but you did. But I didn't. You did it. And I've had these discussions where it can really mess with your psyche when you see somebody else lose that much weight on their own, but you got surgery. You feel like, well, shoot, I didn't do this. Now, I don't think that's true. I think whatever works for you to get you to a healthy place, I support. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't care who the hell you are and how you did it. Just do what works for you, in my personal opinion. So, should I have been offended that the guy asked me if I got surgery? Because I looked at him, I go, no, I did it. I just did keto. He goes, oh, okay.
I've read and heard some instances where people will have that surgery and it's not good for them. It cannot be healthy.
Yeah.
So, I could understand him asking that to say, well, how are you managing it afterwards just to make sure that it's okay. He would probably have follow-up questions if you said yes.
Well, it wasn't my doctor, though. It was just the guy doing the EKG. That's what I was trying to say. It wasn't my doctor. After that, I get sent down somewhere in the clinic.
Maybe.
And I go to a different... That's why I didn't know this guy. My doctor, I wouldn't have cared. But that's why I said I was uncomfortable in my bra because I really didn't know this guy. Like, I walked in and had to, like, do the heart test.
I wonder if there's anything that's done with the surgery that he would need to know before he gives an EKG. Because I don't know the science behind that.
He just stuck some things around my heart and my chest.
Right.
And he's like, let me explain this electromagnetic stuff to you. And I was like, that's great. Cool. But I don't know.
If they put something in there, when you get that lap band surgery, maybe it would be affected by the EKG. I'm just thinking
of
why he would possibly be asking.
I
or maybe he's a jerk.
He was not. He was actually a really nice guy.
Well, if that's the case, then maybe that's why he was asking.
But I thought it was interesting that it immediately went to surgery. That, I think, is what nobody said that immediately. Nobody, you know, it's like, it's normally it's how, not, oh, surgery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was like, hell no, I what do you mean surgery?
Yeah.
But then I also understood why I had people that felt that way who had had surgery. Then I understood their perspective because here I was getting offended that, you know, now I feel for them in that sense.
That makes sense. That totally makes sense.
I don't know.
You did it all on your own.
So should I have been offended?
No, I don't think so at all. No, I think you're reading too much into it.
Okay.
I think so.
Personally. Somebody texted in and said I would take his comment as a compliment. Losing weight through it all and kept it off. I think they're trying to say.
Yeah.
I am super proud of that, but it was the first time anyone asked me if I had surgery.
Well, I still get pictures of you from years ago.
I can't even.
Look at this one.
I know. I can't even look at it. And I should be able to look at it, but it's still like painful to look at.
Yeah. 2016.
You know what my kids said?
Yeah.
I mean, I should. This is almost sad, but it's the reality. There was an old photo book that we had from when Hudson was a baby, and he was looking through it. He's 7 now.
Yeah.
And there was a picture of me, Owen, and Hudson on the very back page. And Hudson goes, "Who's that?" and points to me after he went through the whole book.
What?
And pointed out everybody. There's Auntie so-and-so. There's Mommy. When it got to the last page, I was huge in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, "Who is that?" And Owen looks at me, because I knew Owen knew it was me.
Yeah.
And Hudson had no clue. And he goes, "Who is that, Mommy?"
That's me.
And Owen goes, "That's Mommy, Hudson."
Yeah.
And he's like, "What?" And then he shuts the book. I go, "Do you not want to look at me like that?" And he goes, "No." Hudson didn't want to look at me bigger. He said it freaked him out.
Did it?
Because he doesn't remember me that big.
Wow.
So he only remembers me like this. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
I was like, "Well, that is Mommy, and Mommy was that size."
That's a testament to how far you've come, though.
True.
Don't let
he doesn't even remember. But that's the problem. You have memories popping up all the time.
Yeah.
I'm forced to face it.
You're always going to be forced to face those. Instagram and Facebook, they do that all to you. They're like, "Do you want this picture from 5 years ago?" No, I don't.
No.
Thank you. Keep that to yourself. 103.7 Kiss FM. Hey, Allie.
Hey, what?
Is there anything worse than giving your kid a treat? And then them being ungrateful for it and being like, "This is gross."
It's like every day of my life.
Ungrateful
little
kids.
Punks.
Right?
Like, "Oh, really? You don't need, what the hell? Right. I just bought you ice cream. You're going to act like that?"
Yeah. This mom was giving her kids candy. All right.
Okay.
Hold on. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. By the way, we do commercial-free hours all day, every day here at Kiss FM. 2 commercial-free hours happen at noon today with a new girl, Julia.
But, Riggs, I give my kids candy, so.
Okay. So, well, this mom
a
was giving her.
A lot of moms do.
Yeah, this mom was giving her kids Skittles.
Okay,
right?
And?
What kid doesn't love Skittles?
Yeah.
So she was giving these kids Skittles for the past month, and they kept complaining. "I don't like them. These are gross.
Well,
these taste gross." And she was like, "Well, then if you don't like them, you're not going to get any candy." Give him another one. "Mom, we don't like these. These are gross. They taste disgusting." She's like, "Shut up and like it. You're going to like it." Come to find out, this mom was giving her kid, every year around this time, around Halloween, Skittles does something called zombie Skittles.
Okay.
Zombie Skittles are only available around Halloween, and they're regular flavored Skittles, but there's one or two in the package that are not labeled or anything that taste like rotting flesh or like a really gross flavor.
Why would I want a Skittle that tastes nasty when I can have good ones?
Remember the Birdies Bots, like the Jelly Bellies, that some of them, one of them tasted like lime.
Like puke, yeah.
And one of them was like puke.
It was literally barf flavored Jelly Belly.
Same kind of concept. So one of these in each Skittles package tastes like rotting flesh. So she was giving these zombie Skittles to her kids for the last month.
Not knowing
at all. So she's like, "Shut up, you're going to like it." And then she goes and looks at the package, researches it, and finds out she's been giving them these gross Skittles.
I blame Skittles.
I do,
too. For making crappy Skittles flavors for no reason.
Right.
It's not necessary. Just give us the good stuff.
And if you look at the package, it looks like just a gray package of Halloween. It says zombie Skittles.
It doesn't even look different.
No. It would buy them and be like, "All right, here's zombie Skittles." Whatever. It's a trick, so be careful if you buy those.
Okay.
They're like in a silver bag. They're disgusting. Or if you want to try and play a prank on somebody,
well,
I guess.
Well, maybe that's how I'll get them to stop wanting so much candy. I will give them the Skittles.
See?
Look
Flip
at me
it around.
Creative.
Flip it around. Oh, you want Skittles, huh? Here.
Come here, you little punk.
Have these rotting flesh Skittles.
I'll give you a Skittle. You don't like that flavor? Oh, that's the new Skittles flavor. Oh, well.
Right. Have some broccoli instead. Like that.
I've done that.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so he's actually the musical guest tomorrow night on SNL.
Oh, yeah.
Justin Bieber, I'm talking about. He's the actual host is Issa Rae. Issa Rae, she's on a show on HBO called Insecure.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, yeah, Justin Bieber will be on SNL tomorrow. But let's talk about how he snapped at fans and why he was pissed that they were sitting outside of his house. Now, we're not sure if it was paparazzi and fans, paparazzi, just fans. I don't know. But he snapped and he said, "This is not a hotel. It's it's my home. Damn. And then he wrote in giant letters on Instagram, how do you convince yourself it's not completely inappropriate and disrespectful to wait outside my home to gawk, stare, and take pictures as I walk into my apartment? He put that, I'm like, yeah. Fair question, bruh.
These people don't see celebrities as people. They see them as just these icons on social media that you can do whatever you want with.
But imagine someone, the anxiety that would go with people constantly being parked outside of your house, whether it is paparazzi or fans. I would have constant anxiety over that. Like, never ending for years and years? Enough! Yeah. And he's right. What's wrong with people, especially Americans, who don't get it, how far into the celebrity you are where you're treating him like he's an animal at the zoo?
It's not just America. It happens around the world.
Fine. We're worse, okay? I agree.
We're an entitled society that we can have access to. We can have access to anything we want at any moment. And Justin Bieber lives there. I want to wait to get a picture with him.
Yeah.
When he comes out, he'll take a picture with me. That's what he does.
But it's
not Justin Bieber. No.
They get one glimpse and they're like,
Yeah.
It's like the people that wait outside of venues for hours. Like, I will never do that.
Oh, like outside the rave or outside the
For like hours and hours, and you're like, wow, this is dedication.
I almost said the Bradley Center. Look how dated myself there. Someone waiting outside Pfizer for somebody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right afterwards.
Uh-huh. But I get it. He's pissed. Justin Bieber's sick of people sitting outside of his house all the time. So he snapped and went off on him on Instagram.
Fair enough.
He's getting older. He doesn't care as much anymore if people like him. It's kind of nice.
I wonder if SNL will use him for another skit outside of his performance this weekend.
I don't know. It's a good
question. Something else.
Like, Megan Thee Stallion was in a skit, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, she was in like a goofy song that they did. They did a parody. Yeah. Maybe they'll do another one of those with him. I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll figure out this weekend.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay, so this is pretty legit, Allie. All right? This is a personal injury lawyer that came up with the most accident-prone names.
Okay.
The people that are most likely to get injured by themselves, like clumsy people that do things to themselves. Your name is on the list.
Oh, I'm very clumsy.
Allison is on the top 10 list.
Knock it off.
Allison is up there. It sure is.
Man, that's why I'm doomed.
Mm-hmm. The other women names are Haley, Taylor, Linda, Barbara, Kimberly, Mary.
How are you going to put me with Barbara and Linda? What the hell?
Angela, Deborah, and Gabrielle. Those are the other ones that are the top clumsy female names.
Interesting. There's your mom's a Deborah.
My mom's a Deborah. She sure is.
Is she clumsy?
Not that I know of.
Okay. So the list is not necessarily on point.
No.
But I'm really clumsy.
When's the last time you had a self-inflicted injury?
Oh, geez.
What happened?
I mean,
an accidental injury.
All the time. I broke my foot drunk once because I literally fell in my heels. That was a long time ago, I'll be fair.
I broke
my foot, dude.
Where were you drinking at?
In Albuquerque, New Mexico, when I lived there, okay? I was in my 20s, and I was drunk, and I just was literally walking down the street, and I'm so clumsy, my heel just beep, went under me like heels do, and I fell, and everybody laughed, and then I went, no, I think something's broken, and everybody kept laughing, and I came into work at the radio station the next day, and my foot was the blackest, bluest thing you've ever seen, and the size of Texas, and then finally everyone believed I was not making it up that I thought I broke my foot.
Yep.
But that's me. Like, I'll fall downstairs.
There you go.
I'm a klutz, dude.
So, this is your chance to nominate yourself for the accident-prone, self-inflicted injury Hall of Fame.
Or what about the people that spill all the time? Like,
oh,
my mom
dude.
Always has something
that's
spilled
my
on her
thing.
Shirt.
I spill
always
things
spilling.
All the time. I spill drinks.
Always.
I've spilled beer on children at basketball games.
Drinks. How many drinks have I spilled in the studio and screamed?
Dude, so many.
Like, so many.
So many.
I just spilled one in my hall the other day and started screaming.
Yep, 100%. I've done that. I have done that many, many times. Did it the other day. Spilled an entire bottle of root beer on our coffee table. It was a mess. All over the floor.
God.
And on my dog, Samson. He even got a little splash of it as well.
He's probably like, why does it smell like root beer around
because
here?
Because your father's a klutz. That's why. So it's your self-inflicted, stupid clumsiness. But why would you be in a Hall of Fame for it? 414-799-1037.
I mean, I broke a bone. I think that works.
I think that puts you in
but
there
I'm
for sure.
People have way better stories.
799-1037. Call or text. We'll talk to you next. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Riggs and Allie's Accident Prone Hall of Fame. Would you like to nominate yourself?
We got some people that do on the phone.
Good. You can call or you can also text us.
Mm-hmm.
The number, 414-799-1037. This is Justine
in Milwaukee. Yeah.
All right, Justine.
Hi there.
Hey, girl.
Are you pretty accident prone?
So I was bartending, and then I went out for a drink after work, and I wound up falling into a pond-sized hole in the parking lot.
I shouldn't be laughing.
You should be laughing. No, my surgeon told me I did a good job.
Sure. When your surgeon applauds you on your injury,
yes.
You know you did good.
Oh, yes, I did. So just a short synopsis. I sheared off the bottom part of my inside ankle bone on my left leg.
Oh, my God.
Ugh,
hold on.
She's not done grossing us out.
Seven breaks?
That's impressive.
Thank you. And I dislocated it.
And you what?
I dislocated it.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Seven breaks and a dislocation falling in a hole.
All right.
Oh, no. The eighth break was I have sheared off the bottom part of my inner ankle bone.
Where were you at again?
Where was that?
Yeah, were you at a bar?
I stopped at Hampton House.
Okay, just wanted to know. I had to put a bar with this whole 50 scene.
Yeah, 55th in Hampton.
If you had
their parking lot is ridiculous. When I fell into it, I was literally sitting on my butt, and my feet were dangling.
It was like a pothole.
it was a pond.
It was a pond.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, it should have had some ducks in there, but it didn't.
All right. Of all these injuries, Justine, what percentage of all these injuries that you've had on yourself, Justine, what percentage of them involved alcohol?
Actually, very little.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Give us some credit, Riggs.
I'm an honest person.
We're clumsy on our own.
Usually, it's when I'm at work. I'll stand up.
All right.
After putting something away, and my head will hit the metal rim.
Oof.
Bar or sink.
Well, how about this? We will have an entire corridor in the Riggs and Alley Accident Prone Hall of Fame dedicated to Justine from Milwaukee.
Woo!
We'll have a whole wing for you, all right?
She's ahead of a long line
of
women.
Thank you. I want to need some help.
We'll have your x-rays on the wall. It'll be great.
I have them. Would you like me to send them?
Yes. Send them. We'll frame them. We'll put them on the wall.
No, I took a picture when he was out of the office. I thought it was really cool.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Anyway. Thank you for calling, Justine. Please be careful out there.
Thank you,
414-799-1037. You can always call and you can text us. Somebody else said, hear you on the drunk injuries, Allie. The drunk's falls that happens.
Well, I fell once drunk and broke my foot. I mean,
someone else texted in, I reached into the oven in a hurry to pull out a pizza, only I forgot the hot pads. Grabbed the rack with bare hands. I've done that before. I've done that. It's the worst.
Were you sober?
Yes, I was sober.
Oh, then
I just wasn't thinking. I was like, oh, gotta get the pizza out. Crap. Mm-hmm. Oh, the pizza's gonna burn. Oh, I don't have hot pads on. Oh, God.
Dude.
Who's this?
Michelle is in Milwaukee.
What's up, Michelle? Would you like to be in the Riggs and Alley Accident Prone Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, girl.
What'd you do?
So I was getting out of my car.
Okay.
And I had a to-go thing of food from work. And I stepped on the little lip where the sidewalk meets the road.
Yes.
Just right to slam flat on my stomach and cracked a couple ribs.
Damn, girl.
And I flung my food.
Oh, man. The food is ruined, too.
Isn't that the worst when you're holding food? Oh, damn.
How many ribs?
And then I just laid. I cracked two of them.
Oof.
What were the upper ribs.
What were you eating?
Important questions.
It was an awesome prime rib sandwich from my job.
Oh my gosh.
Prime rib is so good.
Now I'm hungry.
Damn it. All right. Well, we will have another court down at the end of the corner of the Hall the Accident Prone Hall of Fame will be in a little corner dedicated to you.
She broke her ribs just falling. She just tripped.
I know.
All she did was trip and broke her damn ribs.
And
I cannot get over that.
In honor of your broken ribs, in that corner of the Hall of Fame, the Riggs and Alley Accident Prone Hall of Fame, we will serve baby back ribs right there in the corner. So that's an honor of your broken ribs. Thanks for calling. We appreciate you listening this morning. We'll talk to you soon. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
My name's Josh.
Josh, how did you injure yourself? Nominate yourself for the Riggs and Alley Accident Prone Hall of Fame.
I injured myself by basically on my first date, I hit the table and the whole plate came towards my face.
Wait, you were on a date?
Yes, I was.
No, and you hit the table and the plate flies back up in your face?
Yeah, because I was so nervous.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. So what was the injury? Did you, bruise your face? What happened?
Who cares? You got food everywhere, probably, right?
Well, I know, but this is about injuries, not accidents.
Yeah, I got food everywhere.
Okay.
I just had a puffy lip and a cut on it, too.
How embarrassing. What did the chick that you were on a date with? You were on with a date with a girl?
Yeah,
it was a girl that I had a crush on for a while.
Did you get a second date or no?
No.
No.
Oh, damn it.
He. Come on. He. Look what happened. He was a clumsy mess.
Well, she's superficial. Why didn't she look at him
for... Oh, shut up, Riggs.
Embrace his flaws. Embrace his flaws. Well, you're
I want to see you go out to dinner with a chick who accidentally bumps into a table, a plate flies back into her face, and you're like, oh, I totally want to sleep with her.
Yeah, I might. I might. If it'll get me late at the end of the day,
poor
I might.
Josh.
Thanks for calling, Josh. We appreciate you listening. We'll have an area for you in our Accident Prone Hall of Fame. One more call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who is this?
Hi, this is Steve.
Steve.
Steve, what up?
You're in our Accident Prone Hall of Fame. What happened to you? How did you injure yourself?
Well, I was actually walking down the stairs after I had a couple of drinks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, basically, I fell down almost two flights of stairs. And
you're lucky you're alive.
Of a Holiday Inn hotel because people that must have been swimming had the stairs kind of wet.
Oh, were they like concrete stairs? Were they carpeted stairs? Were they?
They were like light, like glossed.
Yeah, they're like
stairs.
A pool floor. Like you run, you're gonna slide, dude.
Yeah, that's dangerous, man. All right. Well, we will have... Well,
I can't believe he's alive. He fell down two flights of stairs?
Well, almost two, and then out the window of the hotel. It was not fun, and not a fun bill either.
What were the injuries?
Just four bruised ribs, and I broke my wrist.
Oh, my God.
Whoa. He fell down a flight of stairs and fell out a window. You win, dude.
Okay, we'll have the last part of the Accident Hall of Fame that we're building will be your part, and there's a ramp there. It's a ramp, Steve, just a ramp. There's no stairs, okay?
Okay.
It'll be safe.
Wow,
we can just kind of crawl up there. Thanks for calling, man. Glad you're okay. Yep. Hey, be careful out there.
I went to high school with someone who drank too much and fell down the stairs and died, like in college. I'm not making that up. That's why when I hear stories like that, I'm like, do you know, like, died. Yes, he died. It was an accident.
You break your neck,
He died, and it was a total freak accident, okay? Jeez. So when I hear stories like that, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're so lucky you're alive right now.
God, I was just trying to be funny. Now people
are
dying.
I know, but I had to say it. It was all I could think about.
Please be careful with yourself out there, okay? Thank you. Okie dokie. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Riggs and Allie. Did we learn anything on our show this morning, Allie?
It is Friday. I'm very happy about that.
By the way, you can always listen to our show, catch up on demand. If you don't have a radio, it's fine. Your phone is now your radio with the radio.com app. Download it for free. It's absolutely free.
I learned that Riggs is doing midterms because he decided to go back to college.
Uh-huh.
So he's going back to school, and I didn't even realize it was midterm time because my kids are little.
Cardinal Stritch University. I just wrote a paper.
Uh-huh.
It was a four-page paper on Hinduism.
Oh, that's not even that long. That's pretty good.
Especially when it's when it's double-spaced in 12-point font. Yeah.
I was thinking about one of my last classes in college where it was like a 30-page paper.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Nothing like that yet.
Yeah, just wait.
I do have a final project in 3 weeks. Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Just the group projects are the worst.
No group projects,
thank goodness. Oh, good. Because you end up doing everything.
I know. It's all me.
Yeah.
I learned something about Allie this morning.
What?
Is that she's still getting asked about her weight loss in different ways. Like, somebody asked, did you have surgery? And it was a guy that was giving you an EKG during your physical. And you were like, surgery?
He was putting things on around my heart. Yeah. So I said, oh, don't mind this extra skin. I lost 150 pounds. He goes, surgery? And I, for the first time, was offended. Somebody asked me that, and I don't know why, because I don't judge surgery. I don't care if somebody had surgery. Props to everyone. But I was like, no, I did it with food, and that's it. Which apparently people can't wrap their heads around.
No.
Possible, but it's totally possible. I went to medical weight loss and wellness. I changed my diet. I have made it a lifestyle, and here I am 2.5 years later.
You can do it with eating alone? Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
It's hard for some people to wrap their head around that, but when they say it's like 80% diet, 20% exercise, they mean that.
Yeah, I mean, I did mine with all food.
Right.
And then I started working out after. So, crazy.
There you go. Enjoy our show on demand. Get it with the radio.com app or at 1037kissfm.com. Another commercial-free hour happens at noon on Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.